And this stuff is made out of cornmeal. You make it sometimes in pans.
Cornbread?
And how would you, what would you call bread? I mean, you have bread made at home, you call it homemade, but what would you call bread that you bought in a store or a bakery? What I call bakery bread.
Store-bought bread.
And the, now this is a thing that has a hole in the middle.
It's a donut?
Okay. Now, does a donut, in order to be a donut, does that have a hole in the middle? In your mind?
Yes, I see.
Now, what about these light ones? They're very lightweight and
you mean the French donut?
Okay. Now, what do you call that stuff that's on the top of a French donut?
Icing?
And what about these long rectangular things with icing on them?
Bismarcks?
Well, that's they're more.
No, they're round. Call them crullers, wouldn't you? Long johns. We used to call them that too.
Now. Remember how far back in your mind the word long johns, I mean, you were very small, was the word used?
Yes.
I'm trying to find out the source of that word. And these are just the ordinary things. They have this little jelly in them, and they're kind of flattish.
Bismarcks?
No, the Bismarck, they're more raised, aren't they?
They're like a donut, only they don't have the hole in. They have the
jelly inside.
Yeah.
Now these are flat though. These are flat and just sweet. Just call them a sweet.
What, a sweet roll?
Yeah. And now just some varieties of coffee cake that you can think of offhand.
Danish coffee cake. Pecan coffee cakes. There's a streusel.
Okay. Now, how about these things that you put syrup on and have for breakfast sometimes?
Pancakes.
And if you had 1 pound of flour and you added one more, what would you have?
2 pounds.
And the stuff that's used in making bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the?
Yolk.
Color of the yolk?
Yellow.
And the you put eggs in water for 3 minutes. What do you call those?
Soft boiled.
And eggs that are broken and put in the water.
Poached.
And the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, it might become
spoiled.
And butter that is left out too long would become
rancid.